the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having a fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, but I got some news this morning of a friend of mine who's a medical doctor who's not doing real well with his heart. And we need to talk about this for a second, and we need to find out why things happen to people who believe, and why people end up dying, et cetera, getting sick. And let's just chill out here for a second and talk about it. I mean, the Bible says, you know, when people are willing and obedient, they shall eat the fruit of the land. And I'm not talking in general now about my friend today who's in trouble. I'm not talking about him. But I'm talking about people in general now. And what that simply means is this. If you know what you're supposed to do and you don't do it, to you, God says that's a sin. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that you're missing the mark. You know, the old Roman version of sin was they'd have a target, like a bullseye target, like an archery target, and you'd have sin one, sin two, sin three, sin four as you went further and further out on the target. And that's where sin came from, the word. It means basically missing the mark of the bullseye or getting it right as far as God's word is concerned. And when the Bible says that you intentionally miss the mark, to you, it's a sin. And basically, if you intentionally go out and willfully sin after you receive the knowledge of the truth, there is no sacrifice for sin. It says that also. But we also need to understand something, and this is very important because it's been really on my heart all day to talk to you guys about this. And I don't like starting off, you know, kind of preachy like this, but I need to just do this for a minute. You know, we all have to do the best we can do. And then if we do the best we can do, and we pray like it's all up to God, we work like it's all up to us, then we can stand in faith and believe God's going to heal us if we have a health problem. Example, if you have a person who comes before the church and they're praying, they ask you for prayer and they weigh 400 pounds and they've got diabetes and they've got arthritis and they've got heart disease and they've got high blood pressure, they've got joint problems, and the list goes on and on and on, and you say to them, have you thought about losing weight, when they're in the prayer line? Maybe have you thought about changing your diet? A lot of times these people will go to an elder or a deacon or whatever in the church and complain about you because you ask them a question rather than them just praying for them. And I was told that this morning. I have a good friend of mine. He goes to a church that I attend in North Carolina. I'm not going to mention his name. And he did that one time. He actually asked somebody about their diet in a prayer line and was turned into the elder or the deacon, got fussed at, and said, forget it, I'm not going to do that again. And we have to understand something. You know, Christians, because of the Scofield Bible, I'm just going to be straight up with you guys today, because we've been taught that it doesn't make any difference what we do. We're supposed to just basically, you know, listen to the state, listen to our ruling authorities, and, you know, they're going to take care of us, and the government would never poison us, and cigarettes are good for you, and alcohol is great for you, and you can go in and you can do whatever you want to do, as much diet soda as you want to drink, and it's all good. Because why? Because you can do it in moderation. Why? Because the government would never allow anything to be sold to you that would hurt you. So because of the Scofield Bible and our belief that we don't have to be proactive in our government or our government affairs, because we're going to get raptured out of here anyhow, we have a group of people out there that believe, and they teach, eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. It doesn't make any difference. We're under grace. We're under freedom. It doesn't make a bit of difference. Our God's grace is sufficient for you, and you can break all of the dietary guidelines that God gave you in the Old Testament, and it doesn't make one bit of difference because you were healed by Christ in his stripes. And so you don't have to be obedient to anything the Word of God says. Friends, I'm here to tell you something. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, absolutely nothing. If you go out and you get drunk every Friday and Saturday night, and you live on, you know, barbecue pork every single day of your life, and you're living on trans fats every day of your life, and you weigh 400 pounds, and you want to go to the church every once in a while and get prayed for to try to get healed, just maybe have you thought through the fact that if you didn't weigh 400 pounds, maybe if you changed your diet and changed your lifestyle, that just maybe you wouldn't be suffering the diseases of the damned. Whoops, I did say that, didn't I? Which is what it talks about in the book of Deuteronomy. Guys, the word says, if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the fruit of the land. We've got to be willing and obedient. I don't know how many shows we have done or have mentioned glyphosate, Roundup, Monsanto. It has to be hundreds of shows now. Hundreds. And that's not an exaggeration. Hundreds. And yet, I still have friends who go out and eat foods that they know that have been contaminated with glyphosate. I mean, if we're eating organic food and it's contaminated with glyphosate, I think we've got a little bit of grace going for us on that point, because at least we're trying. But if we're going out and we're intentionally eating things on an ongoing basis that we know are toxic for us, it's like saying this. Let's say a person goes out and they have a heart attack, and they continue eating deep fat fried pork. What do they think is going to happen? You know, do you think that God's going to sit there and ignore all of these things that you're doing? Pastor Rumsfeld, he said it so succinctly one time up in North Carolina, a good friend of mine, the pastor of the church that I go to up there. He says in the congregation, he goes, if you don't have faith for this person to be healed, when I pray for this person, I ask you to please step out of the auditorium of the sanctuary while we pray. Well, I agree with him, because that creates a quandary in the rest of us, doesn't it? If we know that somebody's intentionally and willfully being disobedient, if we know that somebody's intentionally doing things they shouldn't ought to do that cause cancer or heart disease or diabetes, but yet they're asking us to pray for them, regardless of what they do to themselves, it makes it difficult for me as a believer to believe that God is going to heal them. Now, gosh, I can't believe I just said that, but I did. Why? And it's not because of God's lack of ability to heal you. It's because we serve a sovereign God. I mean, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And if we continually provoke him to his very face, like it says in the book of Isaiah, and we do the things that we're not supposed to do, and yet we turn around and we ask him to heal us, knowing that, you know, we've done it to ourselves. And I'm not saying he won't, because I believe that he can and he will, and sometimes he does. But the reality is, why in the world do we want to take that chance? Isn't it better to come to God and say, God, I've done all I can, I need your help? Let me read you this out of Isaiah. Isaiah 65. He was talking to the Jews here. And he goes, Isaiah 65, verse 1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me, and I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation, he's talking about Israel, that did not call on my name, I said, I hear my, here am I. All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations, a people who continually provoke me to my very face. They offer sacrifices in the gardens, this is to other gods, of course, and they burn altars. They burn incense on altars of bricks to other gods. They sit among the graves and worshiping other gods, who spend their nights keeping secret vigil to other gods, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold the broth of unclean meat, who say to God, to me, keep away, don't come near me, for I, the people here of Israel, we're too sacred for you. And he says, such people are a smoke in my nostrils and a fire that keeps burning all day. Now, you can finish reading that, Isaiah 65, verse 1, and you can also read Isaiah chapter 66, verse 17. He says, the last two chapters of Isaiah, and he goes, those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following the one in the midst of those who eat the flesh of pigs and rats and other abominable things, they will meet their end together, declareth the Lord. Now, guys, he couldn't be any more clear than that about eating a pork and unclean meat. But yet people go out, and because of bad teaching from the pulpit, they're told they can eat pork, that they can eat shellfish, that they can eat catfish, that they can eat cat, they can eat rat, they can eat snake, they can eat all this other filthy, filthy stuff that's full of parasites like possums and raccoons and badgers and just who knows what else they want, wild hogs, and it's okay. Because my grace is sufficient for these, what they've been taught, and it is as far as salvation. Now, let me make a caveat here. You can eat all of this stuff because of grace and because of the cross and because of the blood of Jesus Christ and get to heaven, because God's grace for your salvation is sufficient for you. It's a free gift. But guys, the Bible says that when we transgress the word, which is the Torah, which is the Levitical law, we basically transgress the very essence of what God wants us to do and to be. He said he will write this law on our hearts in the New Testament. It says that not one jot or one tittle shall be fulfilled until all of these things take place, is what Jesus said himself. And the thing we have to understand, guys, is we can't continue to do the things we're not supposed to do. Now, a lot of people say, well, I can't listen to your show anymore because I get convicted when I listen to it, and I want to go out and get drunk on the weekends. Okay. Or I want to basically take OxyContin and drugs and just do it for recreational purpose and whatever. I'm like, okay. But, you know, the reality is this. It's difficult for me if you send me an email and I know your lifestyle and I know that you're not doing what you need to do. It's difficult for me to pray and believe God's going to heal you if you know what you're doing is wrong and you continue to do it. You know, a few years ago, when Austin was 27, 3 years ago, he came down with pericarditis. He had to massively change his lifestyle. He had to massively change his dietary habits. He had to massively change his exercise protocol. He had to massively change everything, and he did. And he's healthy, and he's doing well today. Same thing happened to me when I was in my 20s, and I ended up with pericarditis. I ended up basically doing the exact same thing. And it stayed with me now until I'm in my 60s, because I realized that the short amount of time that we have on this earth is going to be predicated by our genetics and our epigenetics. In other words, if your parents lived to be in their 90s, there's a high probability that if you take care of yourself, you'll live to be in your 90s. If you don't take care of yourself due to epigenetics and what you eat and what you put into your body with glyphosate and immunizations, you may not make it to 60, period. I mean, I'm seeing this all the time. My dear doctor friend right now is in his 50s. And the sad part about all of this, guys, is that we all know the truth. Or if you listen to the show, I should say, you know the truth about diet and health. I mean, and I'm not even trying to push supplements. I'm not even talking about that now. I'm just talking about food that you're eating. And I'm going to say something else. You can't eat whatever you want to eat and take supplements and think it's okay. It doesn't work that way. You can't go out and have your deep fat fried pork fat five times a day and take your powdered multiple vitamin and think it's all going to be happy, happy. It is not going to be happy, happy. I'm here to tell you that. It will not be happy, happy. You'll be having all these health problems later on in your life, even if you can get away with it when you're young. Guys, this is why the good Lord himself warned us in the book of Isaiah and Leviticus and Deuteronomy. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land, and you will be blessed just coming in and going out in all the areas of your life. You'll have long life. And guys, it's so important that we understand this. Now that we know the toxicity associated with Roundup, the toxicity associated with atrazine, the toxicity associated with GMO food, we have to pay attention to what we're doing. And ladies, listen to me for a second. I need to write a book. I need to write a book called The Care and Feeding of the Goose That Lays the Golden Eggs. And guys, if your wife is the primary breadwinner, you need to read the book and apply it towards her. What that book would simply say is this. God has given us all unique talents. He's given us all unique abilities. Some of us own businesses. Some of us are professionals. Some of us work for other people. Some of us are really good with business and really good with money. Some of us are not. But the reality is this. When you have someone, ladies or gentlemen, who are working for you, and you're basically the primary breadwinner, and the other person's at home supporting you, and that's okay nowadays, I guess. If all of us work together as a team, I think it's great. But the reality is, everybody has to go the extra mile to keep everybody else healthy. If you have a husband that works 50, 60 hours a week or owns his own business or works for somebody else and he makes good money, when he comes home at night, you need to have an organic meal prepared for him with nutrients that are very high density. You need to be giving him food to take to work with him that's organic. You say, well, I've got other things I've got to do. I've got to go to the beauty shop and I've got to go to Walmart. No, 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 no. The care and feeding of the goose that lays the golden eggs. It's that care and that feeding. If you've got a wife who's the primary breadwinner, let's say she's an attorney or a doctor, and you're at home helping to raise the kids, you need to make sure that that's your role, that you take care of her when she comes home and don't expect her to do it, or at least if they're making a lot of money, hire a nanny or a chef or a cook, preferably one who's not very attractive, to take care of the house while you're there. Now, why would I say not very attractive? Guys, you don't need a good-looking nanny working in the house with you if your wife's at work. Just don't go there. It's not worth that. But guys, it's so important that we all understand, especially in these latter days right now that we're in, that Satan is trying to sift us all as wheat. He's doing everything. Look at the hundreds, over 100 people now who are natural health practitioners that have died. Either heart attacks, shooting themselves with a shotgun from 5 feet away. I don't know how you do that one yet. I mean, all of these crazy things, they say they're suicides. I mean, we all have to work together, because if we don't, what's going to happen is this globalist group of lowlife that's running the planet through Luciferianism is going to continue to take over more and more of the ground. We can't allow that. They're already doing everything they possibly can with the purchase of Whole Foods to decrease our ability to even buy organic food. Whole Foods is no longer going to tell us that they were going to tell us this year. They told us years ago they're going to tell us what the GMOs were on their shelves and which foods from natural origins and which products were basically genetically manipulated. They've already said they're not doing that anymore, which we knew they weren't, because they had to put new leadership in and buy the stock out and basically take it over, which is what Amazon has done. And if you think Jeff Bezos built Amazon on his own and he's not a cutout, you're dreaming. He's another J.P. Morgan. It's like Bill Gates and the rest of these boys are. You got to get the nod to go up this big. You got to get the nod if you're going to be worth $50, $60, $100 billion. Somebody's got to say, okay, let's go ahead and do this. Let's use him to push him up. So if we know they're doing this, if they're running about as a roaring lion seeking those who they may devour, let us do everything in our power. Let us drink distilled water. Let us make sure we don't put calcium carbonate in our arteries, which cause hardening of the arteries. Let us make sure we don't use statin drugs that cause hardening of the arteries. Let's do everything we can to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. I'm talking between 200 and 250. I'm talking about staying clean on your diet. Get a copy of Sharon's cookbook, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. If you're listening to this show and you don't have $20 or $30, whatever the book costs now, to buy a copy of this, here's my commitment to you. On your next order that you put in, just put on your order, I don't have the money for Sharon's book right now. Will you please send it to me for free with this order? I'll send you one for free. That's how I feel about what I'm talking about today. I'm not going to send you one just for free because then I got to pay the freight on it. At least this way, at least you'll have the freight covered. We'll drop the book into your box for you. And also remember, I'm saying this.
I got it.
But guys, I am so just irritated right now that we're losing people in our industry that love God, that are called according to your purpose, and they're basically in a situation where they're not making it physically. Guys, it's so important that we all work together and we all believe God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I will commit my plans unto the Lord and I will succeed. I've got a good friend of mine, Kevin, up in South Carolina. Listens to the show on a regular basis. He's lost 25 pounds. His wife's lost 25 pounds. I'm so proud of him. But guys, it's one of those things. Let us not gain the 25 pounds first. And if we need to lose 50 pounds and we've lost 25, let's lose the other 25. Let us stay in shape. Let us do everything we can to stay healthy. And then let's believe God that he's going to do everything to keep us healthy by his word and by the power of Christ and by the power of the energy that comes through the blood of Christ. Let us believe that with all of our hearts and with all of our minds and with all of our souls. But guys, let's do our part also in staying healthy and doing what we're supposed to do. All right, Austin, I just went longer than I was supposed to on that, but I really wanted to get that information out because it's so important that people understand how critical the diet is. It's not just about taking supplements. It's about eating right, eating clean, Oz. What do you think, and what's your first story?
That was excellent, bud. That was some really good info, and that's something that everybody needs to turn around and listen to again and send to your friends and send to your family and send to your church members, because this is a problem we're seeing across the board, and Dad and I are exposed to it more than often because of what we do in this industry, because of our friends, because of the people we're around. We see and we hear about this a lot, and he's right. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's not by accident. This is a planned mechanism to do this, to bring down the population, to knock out as many of the strong Christian alphas as they can possibly do, to get everybody in the world as sick as possible. And the thing about it is, guys, this is one of the things that we can actually physically change on our own. I told you guys that yesterday. There's certain things that we can't do a whole lot of. I can't have to change what's going on in Syria. I can't do anything about China. There's not a whole lot I can do as far as on some aspects, except maybe not buy things from China. But, you know, North Korea or Russia, there's certain things that we can't really physically change on a drastic level. But one thing we can change, and we can do it right now, is our diet and our lifestyle habits, including what we eat and what we take for supplements and our exercise and the overall way that we take care of our body. That can change right now. I've talked to so many people before and they're so funny. They're always like, well, yeah, I'm going to start looking at, you know, getting a diet together and losing weight. You know, in the next couple months, I'm going to start changing some stuff. And I'm always asking myself, why not now? Why not now? Well, I got this going on and I got that going on and I got that going on. So you can't start eating just even moderately healthy or cutting a few things out of your diet now. You have to wait until you get a supposed diet together. The problem with diet, guys, is they don't work. Real, true, hardcore, let's do this for 8 weeks, doesn't really work. The reason why is because it's not a lifestyle change. You're sitting there changing things for a few little times, and then you're turning around, and if you go back to the same thing you did before you started the diet, you're just going to go back to the same way you are. Now, if you're already in decent shape and you're trying to get ready for a bodybuilding contest, or you're trying to do something of that, and you're trying to get incredibly lean, well leaner than the normal population, that's a completely different story. But even if that, everybody I know, you can see anybody that's ever been into bodybuilding, you can never maintain that contest physique year-round. You do an 8 to 12-week diet, and then what do? You start gaining weight, and you start, you know, gaining extra body fat after the contest. So the thing about it is you have to make an overall lifestyle change in order to maintain a healthy weight. And you don't have to stay super lean all the time. If you got an extra 4, 5, 6 pounds you may need to lose, that's not that big of a deal. But his dad always says, one thing he always recommends doing is getting on the scale on a regular basis. Not that that's the end all to everything, but it's to give you an idea of where you're at. Are you going up? Are you going down? Are you staying the same? Just to give you at least a general basis of what you're doing. If you get on the scale the beginning of the year and you're 190, if you get on the scale again in February and you're 185, you're making some progress. But if you don't check your weight for 2, 3, 4, 5 years at a time, you have no idea what you're doing. That's when people really start putting on large amounts of weight, because it creeps up and it creeps up and it creeps up. And this is just not something we can allow to have happen right now, because all of us have to stand firm with one another to stay as healthy, as strong, as physically and mentally fit in order to fight the good fight that we're in right now. It's interesting we're on this topic right now. Another study just came out showing that eating popular fast food like burgers, nachos, and hot dogs 3 times a week raises the risk of asthma attacks by causing inflammation in the airway. They said regularly indulging in the fast food staple increased the risk of sufferers having 4 or more asthma attacks a year. Mass-produced food also makes people more likely to suffer from fever, eczema, nasal congestion, and wheezing. They went on to say that researchers from Sichuan University analyzed 16 studies that assess the link between fast food, allergies, and asthma. Now, another thing that they did not talk about in this article, and this is why I wanted to bring it up, one thing is that just talked about yesterday that all these fast foods have in common. I can guarantee you all of them have it in common. They're all contaminated with some type of or some form or some amount of glyphosate, whether it be through the different foods that are in them, through the processing, through all the different preservatives they put in them. Whenever you start having mineral imbalances and you start having your body restricted on the minerals that it can uptake, which is exactly what glyphosate does, which Dad talked about yesterday, you start becoming very deficient in specific vitamins, specifically B vitamins. B5, B6 are incredibly important, and they're stored in the lungs. Those are some of the main vitamins that really prevent issues with asthma and really promote healthy breathing and healthy lung tissue. The thing is, when you start eating these foods all the time, not only are they incredibly inflammatory foods, you're eating white bread, you're eating hot dogs with nitrites, you're eating MSG, you're eating artificial flavors, artificial colors, the list goes on. You guys already know. Those are massively inflammatory and due agents in these compounds. On top of that, you're getting a daily dose of glyphosate, which already is an inflammatory, and it prevents you from absorbing the nutrients that you need to do. So as they're talking about this article and what it's doing, yes, they're correct, but it goes much further than that as far as just asthma. But that is one thing that a lot of people have to realize, is that when you eat this stuff on a regular basis, there are going to be side effects. Just like we've all found and we've all known for the last, 70, 80 years now, cigarettes and tobacco have side effects to them. You know, back in the day, people just rolled up natural cigarettes and smoked them, you know, and everybody was kind of like, okay, whatever. Well, there's been enough research out there now to know if you smoke this stuff, it's probably going to cause long-term issues with you, especially if you continue to do so, especially what's in a lot of this stuff. We know these things are in the foods already, so why continually to put them in your body? And as Dad said, it's not one of those things where if you eat a cheeseburger, you know, once a year, there's going to be probably all these crazy side effects that are coming with it. Really not. Honestly, there's probably not, especially if you eat clean the rest of the year. But sitting there and eating these things on a regular, weekly basis, you got to think about it. If you eat, if you go in, say you eat a cheeseburger, you'll eat a cheeseburger 3 times a week. So you go like Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So you're only eating, you know, 3 cheeseburgers a week. Well, that's 12 cheeseburgers a month, and that's 144 cheeseburgers a year. You know how quickly that starts to add up over a 5, 10, 20-year period of that amount of fast food on a regular regular basis, and the amount that it's going to start doing to your body and your organs, that's what we're talking about, guys. So we all have to do our best to do what we need to do, but also to inform others about what is going on. That's why Dad and I are so vocal about health and supplements all the time, because they are such a crucial role in our environment, especially in our Christian walk, and also, too, in our fight, basically our patriot, conservative, constitutional fight that we're trying to win right now, which is becoming more and more difficult when we lose people at way too early of an age, Dad.
That's exactly right, Austin. I was talking to Kevin this morning, my buddy in South Carolina I mentioned earlier, and he told me that, he said, well, Ted, you know, you guys have kind of set the bar as far as diet. And I know that. I know that. I know I have. I'm not going to even pretend like I don't. I mean, we do it. If you come to our house and you look in our pantry, it's going to be organic. You look in our pantry, you're not going to find pork in my house. You're not going to find shellfish in my home. We don't do that kind of stuff. We don't eat those types of foods. By the way, aluminum and mercury in vaccines are linked to neurological disorders and autism. Another study has come out. This is another peer review study that has come out saying this is what's going on. Again, the following recently published landmark study, alarming peer review R study, has found the highest levels of aluminum in the brain of 5 autistic children. The 2017 U.S. CDC vaccine schedule requires U.S. children from birth to 6 to receive 50 doses of 14 vaccines. Guys, you hear this? Many of them contain aluminum and mercury. Infants in the U.S. are exposed from birth to age 2 to 24 vaccine dosing. Combined 8-in-1 vaccines are given to infants 2, 4, 6 months in a single visit. I mean, guys, the baby's body at the age of 1, for the first year, can't even produce antibodies. It's from the mother's breast milk. Babies receive 36 vaccine doses before they're 18 months old. And that means it's stupid. This is basically criminal insanity is what it is. It's medical murder, as far as I'm concerned, of newborns, infants, and children, and causing a massive, massive increase of autism. In 85, the autism prevalence in the U.S. was 1 in 2,500. In 1995, it was 1 in 500. 2014, it's 1 in 45. I mean, and now it is, what is it, 1 in 22 boys in New Jersey have autism, 1 in 32 children. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Scientific research and CDC internal documents on the toxicity of mercury, which is in the flu vaccines, reveal exposure to thimerosal during the first month of life increased the relative risk of autism by 760%. I mean, this is insanity. 1,880% increase in the relative risk for neurodevelopmental disorders, 210% increase risk of speech disorder, 500% increased relative risk for non-organic sleep disorders. I mean, this is crazy. It also did 340% relative increased risk of autism for African-American male babies following the MRR vaccine, which were the studies that were destroyed and ordered destroyed by the CDC. Guys, this is nightmarish, okay, that we have done this to our population. And the sad part about it is I was taught that these things were good in college. I was taught they were good. This is how I was taught too. But you can't just be that guy who reads a research report that was done, that was given to you 40 years ago in college when you're taking neurophysiology, saying, hey, these things are really good for you, you need to take them, and say, okay, and not look at the existing research that's happened for the last 40 years about how bad they are for you. That's the biggest problem that we have with medical professionals. They're so busy. They only read the articles that are given to them by the drug companies, by the drug reps, telling them how great these products are. So when you say to a doctor who's only heard how great they are, these are bad, he's like, well, you're nuts. These products are healthy. They're fine. They've been tested. Well, no, they haven't. Reagan changed all that in 86. They've been tested. There's no liability exposure on most of these products. People can't be sued for manufacturing them. So they get approved. They make billions and billions of dollars. Thousands, if not millions, of children are come down with all kinds of neurological development disorders. And they go, too bad. Go to the autism fund. Go to the vaccine fund that we set up and join the others that have gotten billions of dollars because of vaccine damage. We're not responsible. We have immunity. I mean, really? You can kill people if you want, which they can. Don't make a difference. They give you vaccines. If they gave a chickenpox vaccine like we saw with the MMR yesterday, we read about it in Samoa, and the MMR vaccine, the mumps, the MMR, 2 shots, first baby dies, next shot, next baby dies. In the United States, they're not responsible. They're not responsible. They don't make a difference. Can't sue us. Go away. Leave us alone. We're immune. We have immunity. It's like Henry Kissinger when he did all that mass murder in Southeast Asia. Immunity. You got immunity. You know, it's like these diplomats who come to the United States who rape women and everything else, and the first thing out of their mouth is diplomatic immunity. Can't touch me. I'm going home now. And that's what the guy said. It's truth. This is what we've given these clowns. They have immunity. They doesn't matter what they do. You kill 14 people. I got immunity. I'm gone now. I got to go. It's not me. It's a corporation. I have nothing to do with this. But you signed off on it. Not me. And there's no. They don't get punished. They don't get punished for what they did. They just walk and make billions. It's just so frustrating to me, Austin. What do you think? And what's your next story?
No, it really is. I mean, it's crazy to me because it's unprecedented in any industry in the entire United States that Congress or any entity would give an organization and a broad vast of multiple companies that handle something as dangerous as vaccinations and give them something so significant like blanket immunity on vaccinations. It still boggles my mind that ever went through. I mean, you don't hear, I mean, what happens if we turn around and we said, we're going to give blanket immunity to all the tobacco companies? We know that tobacco is harmful for you, but we put the packaging on the cigarettes. We tell you that it's harmful for you. If you choose to smoke, that's your fault, not our problem. We can't be sued now. We're going to give blanket immunity to every tobacco company. And by the way, since we're doing it, every single producer that sells alcohol, they can't be sued for anything, including the bars, including the retail sales, the liquor stores. You know, alcohol can basically cause neurological issues. It can cause impairment while you're driving. It can cause DUIs. So you know that before you go into it. So you can't sue anybody for anything relating to alcohol as far as from the sale of it or anything else on the back end. Can't do it. They have total immunity. I mean, everybody would start looking around going, are you kidding me right now? And that's what we've done. I mean, that story of St. Simone where those 2 1-year-old girls died back to back with the MMR vaccine. I mean, there had to be some significantly wrong with that vaccine, including the contaminants, because there's hardly anything that I know of that kills you that quickly, except for like sarin nerve gas, Dad. I mean, something that literally within 3 minutes of injecting into your body, you drop dead on the table. I mean, and this stuff didn't go through quality control. It didn't have batch testing. They're saying it was a random one. That basically, it was the only one that had this. Why are we not opening a full investigation on the manufacturing company that made this? Why are you not recalling every single vial or ampule that's been sold by this company in the last 5 years? Why are we not doing thorough research on it? I haven't heard anything about it. The guys are protesting on the island right now and freaking out because of what happened. But as far as pharmaceutical industries, as far as vaccine manufacturers, as far as anybody having any accountability, I've heard of zero. I mean, what batch? This wasn't the only batch of MMR that came out. They make them in mass large batches. So do we have another 50, 100, 200 vials of MMR floating around the country somewhere that are this toxic that they're going to inject into another 1-year-old child and they're going to drop dead on the table within 3 minutes of getting the injection? I mean, nobody's talking about this. I mean, that's a significant issue right now. I mean, to kill a child that fast right after an injection and not just do it once, do it again. So there's no question anymore of, okay, maybe the child responded poorly to that. They weren't even siblings. They were two different families, completely unrelated. So this isn't some type of, you know, well, there was one, they had a bad reaction. This is two back-to-back dying at the exact same time. And it's horrific when I heard about that yesterday. But I want to see some accountability on this, Dad. I want to see these vaccine manufacturers get lit up by basically any court system that'll take this on and say, hey, where do the rest of these go? How do you have oversight this bad? How do you have batch testing this poor that we're running around allowing vials and ampules to be this contaminated that they're killing children within 3 minutes of injection, Dad?
I don't even know what it was. I mean, I'm never. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I've never even heard of something like that. But why hasn't the mainstream media, not one word, Austin, ABC, yeah, CBS, NBC, 700 Club, nothing. I mean, I listened to Pat Robertson last night, you know, talk about how wonderful Kavanaugh was and how horrible the left is. I mean, he's turned into this complete and total globalist mouthpiece. He also went to Yale, so there's no telling what he was involved with there. And so I've completely pretty much stopped watching the 700 Club because it's just more globalist garbage as far as I'm concerned. By the way, this is I'm going to change topics now. An illegal immigrant kills two law enforcement officers in a car crash and receives a $280 fine and no jail time. Maryland, an illegal alien from Guatemala, Robert Garcia Palacios, received a $280 fine for causing the death of an FBI agent and an arson investigator after he struck them with his vehicle as they stood on the side of the highway following an accident. The impact from Garza's Palacios' car sent the two duty officers over the median into traffic, which killing them both.
Gosh.
And he got a no jail time and $280 in fines. And it's just, you know, thank you to good old Obama for all the things that he did for us and how he basically has catered to these guys. Another story, Italian bishop says he's ready to turn all the churches in Italy into mosques to aid the cause of mass Muslim migration. Monsignor Ralphier Nagaro, Bishop Emeritus of Caserta, says he is ready to turn all churches into mosques if they would be useful to the cause and if it allowed us to save the lives of men and women. And so the Catholic Church continues on its path of aiding and abetting Europe's civilization and cultural destruction and suicide, not unwittingly, but as wide open. I mean, this is just almost hard to believe this is happening all over Europe. I'll be there next month. I'll let you know what I see. Another article. Netherlands Muslim politician says if Dutch people don't like a changing Netherlands, they should get lost. Kazu is the Netherlands to stay, and he says Kanu Kazu is in the Netherlands to stay, and he knows who the masters of the country will soon be, which will be the Muslims. And if the Dutch don't like it, they can leave. Watch for more Muslim leaders in Europe to say this in the near future, because they know when they have their 8 to 12 children, it's only going to take a few generations, Austin, for them to completely and totally take over the voting of these countries and put in anybody and any law they want. That's the truth. What do you think, bud?
That's exactly what they plan on doing. That's been their textbook template that they've used so many times. Because, I mean, that's the thing. When you start having 8, 10, 12 kids, you start changing the population demographics very, very quickly. There's no question about that. And it's already seen in the UK. There's already numerous members in the government, including the mayor of London, who's a doggone Muslim. So they're already getting in place. I mean, he's already fully and totally supporting the Muslim faction over in the UK and in London right now, basically allowing them to do almost anything they want. Now they're putting out the one aspect I saw a couple weeks ago, pretty much with the if you say anything that is anti-Islamic, if you say anything that's offensive to Islam, you can basically be jailed now, which essentially that's Sharia law starting to fall into place. That's exactly what they're allowing to have happen over there. And that is the goal. That's what these guys do. They've done it in numerous countries. Once enough Muslims come together, once Islam is a lot of the primary religion in those areas, they literally do whatever they want. They start implementing Sharia law, which you guys already know. I mean, that is not something I want to live under. It's not a thing I am ever going to live under while I'm alive. So, Also, too, in other news, I saw this. The Unmasking Antifa Act of 2018 legislation was introduced in the House and carries a potential 15-year prison sentence for those caught engaging in the typical acts associated with the Antifa movement while wearing a mask. They said under the act, anyone wearing a mask or disguise who injures, oppresses, threatens, or intimidates any person in the free exercise or enjoyment of any rights or privilege would be subject to a fine or up to 15 years in prison. This is basically going directly at the Antifa activists who often wear masks and have gained nationwide attention for engaging in very, very violent confrontations. Many activists in the movement have also disrupted actions planned basically by peaceful protesters who have tried to go out and do things, and these guys basically come out and start, they almost always wear bandanas and masks and start throwing bags full of urine and bags full of feces and pepper spray and 2x4s with nails through them and basically start beating the other crowd. And then, of course, the mainstream media screams that Antifa was provoked and they didn't do anything wrong. I hate to tell you, if you show up to a peaceful protest and you're the opposing side and you show up in black-clad uniforms with black ski masks on and you're carrying basically feces bombs and and pepper spray and 2x4s and baseball bats. You're not there to peacefully protest. I don't care how they want to spin it and try to confuse the population into believing this outright lie. You're basically there to start a fight with somebody. And the fact that these guys have gotten away with so much just shows you how far the mainstream media is willing to go and how far the leftist is willing to go to push their agenda by promoting a lot of these guys. And see, another aspect of it is with this too. A lot of these guys don't want to be seen. That's why they wear masks. Not just because they're committing violent crimes, but also because a lot of them, in my opinion, and from a lot of people have told me, they're the same individuals that go from group to protest to protest to protest and bounce around the country, because these guys are essentially paid mercenaries, so to speak, as Antifa, as they go out and start fights with peaceful protesters. And that is why they are so aggressive, they are so militant, and they do whatever they have to do, because they're basically getting paid to go to war with peaceful protesters. So we'll see. I got to read the rest of this bill and make sure there's nothing dropped in it that's going to be allowing the government to do anything even stranger. But as far as from what I'm seeing here, this is something that's really going to prevent, as far as protests and people from running around with ski masks and engaging in illicit behavior, Dad.
Well, it's crazy because there was an anti-Trump protest that was basically supposed to be done in Brussels. It could be about NATO, and they were expecting, you know, tens of thousands of people there, and they had about 20 show up. And it's Make Peace Great Again. Organizers were expecting a few thousand protesters for President Trump, but only a couple dozen showed up, around 20 or so. Make Peace Great Again. Organizers were expecting thousands, but hardly anyone showed up. Euronews, Dan and Emling reported the organizers were expecting, but many people, no one showed up. The protesters were rallying around the slogan, Make Peace Great Again, a play on Trump's Make America Great Again. Guys, here's the thing. Okay, now here's the whole thing that these guys are running into. If they're not completely controlled and being paid to go there by George Soros. Because remember, a lot of what we're seeing here in the United States with Antifa, these are paid mercenaries. These are paid political activists who are being given money to basically go out and riot. We see now that there were like 380 arrests at Trump's inauguration. They've all been set free. No charges were filed. I mean, they just stopped it. Now you think about that for a second. Yeah, because they would just drop the charges. I mean, all these people burning cars, breaking windows, nobody out of jail. Nobody. Why is that? Well, because Soros basically is running one side of the narrative, and Trump's running the other side of the narrative, and the puppet people up here on top are pulling the strings. I remember years ago, my granddaddy bought me one of those puppets, Austin. I don't think I ever told you this. It was a really nice wooden puppet, like a Pinocchio puppet. And it was like, I forgot what they're called, but they've got strings on them. And they're really fancy. So you can pick up the arms and legs and all that. And, of course, I immediately tied it in all in a knot, couldn't use it, you know, trying to figure out how to use it. But the thing about it is these strings get entangled. And what we have here is this obfuscation of the entanglement of the strings that are being done on purpose. They don't want you to see that we have one controlling person here that's running the whole show and that they're doing what they want to do. I mean, nothing could be more clear of who's in control of the deep state when things really are important, like Kavanaugh's appointment here to the Supreme Court. I mean, we now know that, you know, basically who he is. He signed off, the head guy with Ken Starr, he signed off as the judge that Vince Foster committed suicide. This guy's a deep state swamp creature, do boy, and that's all he is. So now we're seeing what's going on. But when these people are being paid to protest, that's when you have 1,000 people show up at a rally that are Antifa, that are wearing their black ski masks and their baseball bats with 20-penny spikes driven through them. I mean, you're not going to a doggone rally with a baseball bat with 20-penny spikes driven through the baseball bat because you want to go be happy. You are going there to hurt somebody. And see, and this is what these guys do, because remember, like Austin said a couple of days ago, every couple of weeks they've got to change the narrative. They've got to change the narrative. Because people start catching on, and they have learned to constantly rotate stories to keep everybody entertained with bread and circuses to allow all of us to be basically hoodwinked. That's what they're doing. And that's what this show is all about. I'm not going to take my eyes off who's in charge. And nobody does this that I've seen in mainstream media. And we all get caught up in giving you guys the latest stories, the latest events, as far as how we see them. But it's all bread and circuses. It's what it is. That's why we try to throw the health news in with it, the latest health research in with it, so we can give you stuff that you can take home and say, okay, this is real. Okay? Because what we know now is that Kavanaugh is just deep state. So what we have to understand is when no one showed up there in Brussels to protest, that's because nobody got a paycheck to show up, Austin.
Yep.
That's what it is. And so when I read articles like that, I just laugh and I'm like, okay, well, I guess they weren't supposed to be there for that one. No one bothered to run a paper article or, you know, put out a tweet that you're going to get $25 or $30 an hour to go protest Trump. Complete nonsense. What do you think? What's your next story?
there's no doubt about it. That's exactly what happened. Basically, the checks they were late in the mail. So everybody went, I'm not going to that. I'm not getting paid. I'm not going.
That's right.
And
that's exactly
what's happening. Also, Joe, we've talked about this repeatedly, and I'm glad to see this has been able to happen recently, but numerous women throughout the country have been able to protect themselves because they had a firearm with them. I talked to you guys, remember, about a week ago about the mom in Texas who was paying for gas, and the guy jumped into the car, tried to steal the car while her two kids were in the car. She basically got the weapon out of the glove box and was blessed that she had it right there. She was able to. She would have had it on her person, it would have been a little bit easier. But nonetheless, she was able to basically shoot him in the face, and he wrecked the truck, and everybody else was safe. He was arrested. There's also another recent one, an ex-wife in Alabama, who basically called the cops at 10 a.m. because her ex-husband broke into the house and supposedly tried to sexually assault her. They've been divorced for years. The woman was armed with a handgun and shot him in the leg to fend him off. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And another one, which I saw a video of the other day, which I thought was very interesting, was a restaurant in Wisconsin. It was a George Webb restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what happened was a black individual, pretty large male, he looked like he was probably about 6'1", 6'2", about 200, 220. He apparently wanted a refund for his meal. And the manager basically said, no, we're not giving you, a refund for the meal, which, restaurants, they normally should do that, but they didn't. And the manager walked into the back area where the cook is, and there was a female cook back there. You watch this on the video. It's pretty crazy. So he walks back there basically following the manager, and the manager walks past the cook. The cook is a female, is basically standing there cooking food, like minding her own business, literally has no idea what's going on. He walks up to her, and she basically is standing there kind of like, what's going on? What do you need? And he just straight cold cocks her right in the face. I mean, full blown, all the way back, as hard as he can swing, right in the face, knocks her back. The manager basically catches the girl, and they fall back into the wall. The manager says, all right, this isn't going any further, because he starts approaching both of them again with both of his hands up. The manager basically pulls out a pistol, and you can't really hear audio on it at all, but you can obviously see she basically tells him, listen, you're going to walk out the door, or I'm about to light you up right now. We're both in fear of our life. You're already trespassing. You've just basically battery and assault on a person in here. I'm about to shoot you. And so he basically backs off and doesn't do anything else, and runs out the door. But they got him on camera, so I think they caught him later on. But this is a perfect example why I continue to tell people that they need to have the ability to protect themselves. Because here's the thing, guys. If you're a girl and you're 5'2", 5'3", 100 pounds or 150 pounds or whatever, I've been in a lot of fights. I've been in fights in real fights, and I've been in a lot of fights in the ring. I used to fight all the time. I was in jiu-jitsu, I've been in karate, I've been in taekwondo, used to shoot fighting, been in a lot of fights. The thing that a lot of people don't realize is they watch too many Hollywood movies, and they think that, this 120-pound girl that's like 8% body fat, and she works out all the time, and she's in really good shape, and she's going to get in this hand-to-hand fight with this 240-pound bodybuilder, and she's just basically going to round kick him upside the head and jump on him and spin him down and lock him into an arm bar and make him tap out. And it's just going to go great like that. There's a reason why in real sanctioned fights there are always weight classes. Always weight classes. UFC, any MMA, karate, boxing, does not matter. There are always weight classes. There are not age classes normally. They are weight classes. There is a reason why, is because if you are a 120-pound person and a 240-pound person jumps on top of you and starts punching you in the face while they've mounted you, there is pretty much nothing you can physically do to get them off of you, short of getting a firearm out of your pants or out of your holster, out of your purse, and and shooting them while they are basically pounding you. That's what firearms do. They are equalizers. That's why they are such good measures for females to have on them all the time, because a lot of girls have not been in a lot of fights, and a lot of girls have not been in fights with large males. That's just part of life. So when I saw videos like this, and this guy straight up sucker punches this cook out of nowhere, I was so glad when I saw the manager draw that pistol on him, because he was irate over his $20 meal and goes back there, and he was definitely about to do them great bodily harm. You could see why his body positioning. He already went back there and nailed the one girl. He was not going to stop hitting them. He was going to take out his rage on somebody. And you could tell as soon as she pulled out that pistol, it tightened him up real quick. He kind of stepped back, looked at him, and he was thinking, eh, is this girl going to pull it? The problem is, you never know. It's really, really hard to call somebody's bluff when they got a pistol pulled on you, because are they going to pull it? Maybe, maybe not. It's a 50-50 coin toss. Do you really want to take that risk? Probably not. That's why they are such good deterrents, and they are such good equalizers. That's why I am such a proponent, especially in situations like this, and especially for females, Dad, when I saw this video.
I saw the same video, and the only mistake that the girl did is she should have unloaded that weapon on that guy. I mean, that was, she was in fear for her life. The other girl had already been attacked. He had already committed an assault felony. He was there to beat the holy living yik yak out of him, is what he's going to do. And if I had been that other person, I would have unloaded the weapon on him. I would have dumped a 12 magazine round in him. I'd have hit him every time. I'm a great shot. That's just nonsense. You can't let somebody go back there and start beating you half to death. Because what would have happened to Austin if he'd have rushed her with that gun? And basically, she'd have panicked, and she'd have shot and glimpsed him in the shoulder or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just you can't do that. It's like, stop or I'm going to shoot you. Well, no, if you have to pull a weapon on somebody, you don't yell, stop, I'm going to shoot you. You just shoot them. If you feel as though you're about to get killed, you can't be telling them what you're about to do, because how do you know they're not going to pull out a pistol out of their own pants? You don't know what's going to happen, guys. I mean, you got to be really, really careful. But again, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not giving any advice as far as shooting people. Don't do it if it's outside the laws of your specific state that you live in, as far as you defending yourself and what your laws say. Only 14% of the unemployed are able to work in the U.S. Adults are counted as unemployed. Now, I'll tell you what that means. You got to look at shadow statistics on this. While the news headlines seem uniform and they're a champion of the unemployment market, we have another stat that shows an interesting story. There are now a record 95.5 million Americans that are not in the labor force. These are people that, for all intents and purposes, are no longer considered part of the employment market. So now, in many cases, we have older Americans retiring, but there is something bigger going on. Since 2009 alone, we have seen the number of those not in the labor force increase from 80 million to 95 million, an increase of almost 20%. At the same time, the U.S. population has only increased by 6%. In other words, those not in the labor force are increasing at a much faster rate than the general growth of the population, and so we need to take a look at it a little bit closer. And what they're saying here, if you look at shadow statistics and you actually look at the actual number of people who are in the labor force who are not basically no longer counted in the labor force, that the unemployment rate is actually over 20%. And then it says, is this a recovery or is this an illusion? What is the number obscuring? And, you know, and see, what this is what we have to do. It doesn't include the people that stop looking for work, and it doesn't include part-time workers that want or need full-time employment. Those are not included in this group of people that they say are not in the labor force. So, guys, it's very important that we understand that because of the opiate crisis that we have in the United States, there are a large chunk of the labor force that can no longer pass testing, urine testing, blood testing, hair analysis with opiates or drugs, period. They can't pass it. They can't pass the test. I mean, I told you that when we were at the Biltmore State, I talked to one of the drivers up in Asheville, North Carolina. He told me that the reason they had shut so many buses down, they couldn't get enough people to come in and pass the doggone opiate test. So it's so important that we understand that we need to have a positive attitude about the economy. We need to have a positive attitude about how many people are working and about how things are doing better now that we're getting rid of a lot of the regulations that Trump has gotten rid of. But a lot of those regulations are going to take several years to really start trickling down through the entire economic workforce. And we also need to realize that we all need to work together to continue to support one another in this part of our history of the United States of America. Because, guys, we've got some serious issues that we talk about on the show all the time that don't seem to want to go away. So if you've got a good job, stay there. If you need a good job, you can look for one. That's a good time to do it now because the workforce has been limited now because of the opiate problem. But, guys, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for listening today. I know I preached a little bit hard at the beginning of the show, but guys, I just had to get that off my chest. I love you guys. I have the opportunity to pray for you again today. It means so much to me when I get to lift you guys up in prayer. Thanks for being part of our family. And again, you guys are the best. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Oh, by the way, one more thing, guys. I had to adjust my microphone, Austin, so let me know how it sounds today, if it sounds any better than yesterday. Thanks, guys. Okay, Austin, it's all yours.
Got it. Absolutely, guys. Yeah, thank you for the feedback. I've gotten a lot of feedback from our customers on the order forms, on emails and so forth about his microphone. We've gone through multiple microphones, and we finally got on this one that seems like it's doing really good, getting our volume adjusted. As you guys know, we do our shows from separate locations every day. I'm down here at the office full-time. You know, I practically live down here. So I'm always doing the show down here. He usually does his from the house. So we don't have the same equipment, nor are we based on the same line or anything else. So it's made it difficult to try to get everything balanced out. And it seems like this new microphone's doing really good. So thank you for all the feedback on that. Also, too, we were a little late last night getting everything changed over, but the product of the week is changed over now on the front page of the website. Thank you for your patience on that. The probiotic 350 billion formula is the one that won. You guys voted for it. I mean, really heavily voted on it, and it won. We put it on sale for over 10% off right now. It's a fresh batch, and what's wild about this, I've told you guys this before, but it's 650 billion CFUs, colony forming units, at the time of packaging when we had this last batch done. However, we have to say 350 billion because we can still guarantee within 2 years of manufacturing, which will be February of 2020, that it is still at least 350 billion at that time of usage. So right now it's brand new. It's like 4 months old, 5 months old from the first batch that we did. Really, really strong formula. This by no means is a formula you have to take all the time if you don't want to, if you can't afford. So we have, you know, cheaper, lower CFU probiotics that are still great. This formula is incredible, though, for people that are having colon issues, that are having digestive issues, that have been on antibiotics, that are trying to really get their immune system built up significantly and get their body in a very, very healthy mode. This product right here is incredible for that. So it's on sale right now for over 10% off on the website as product of the week. So be sure to check that out now at healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, of course, you know where to get a hold of us. You can call us at 1-800-726-1834, or you can email us on the contact form. We try to get back to you guys as fast as possible. You basically go up to the search bar at the top and type in the word contact, and you can fill out the contact form once you get in there, and it sends over to us. So thank you for your patience on that. Thank you for your support, guys. We really appreciate everything. Even just buying a bottle of multiples from us really helps us with funding the show and keeping everything going in tip-top condition. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.